The IU Board of Trustees made history when they announced Pamela Whitten would be the 19th president of Indiana University. Following longtime leader Michael McRobbie, she would be IU's first woman president. It was a significant choice that raised high hopes for many.
I've always considered IU to be among the best public universities in the country, and so I am humbled, and I am honored, and I am excited to be joining IU, the IU family, as your president.
That was Whitten at the news conference where she was introduced. And a year into her tenure, she's impressed some people with her energy and her focus on students. But there's been no honeymoon. First, a law professor reported that trustees did an end run around their search committee to hire Whitten. Then graduate student workers in Bloomington stepped up a union campaign and went on strike. Finally, the abortion debate prompted new questions for IU's leadership. Germanic Studies professor Ben Robinson heads the American Association of University Professors at IU. He believes many faculty have lost confidence in Whitten. Can she win it back?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge question because, I mean, my sense is that we are heading towards a no-confidence vote in the fall.
In an interview, Whitten says she's happy to be at IU. She's focused on three priorities: research and scholarship, serving the state of Indiana, and especially elevating the student experience.
Probably the issue that that keeps me up the most at night is the long-term concern about how we're going to keep college affordable for our students. You know, what can we do in the long term to make sure that, you know, all Hoosiers and, of course, people beyond the state as well have access to, you know, an Indiana University degree.
Whitten was previously president of Kennesaw State University and provost at the University of Georgia. She says there have been adjustments, like getting a handle on IU's statewide scope and complexity, and some surprises.
So I was a little surprised to realize that the university, let's just say, had the opportunity to be a little bit more fiscally responsible than we had been. We had, you know, in many cases had expenses exceeding revenues, and so that was something we had to yoke right in my first year, and we did.
IU Trustees Chair Quinn Buckner says the board's happy with Whitten and is excited about her first-year performance. He says they especially like her listening and communication skills. Her focus on students, she created a new position of Vice President for Student Success, and her emphasis on diversity. She's launched a $30 million plan to recruit diverse faculty.
I think she's done a very good job. She's done what the trustees expected her to do.
Whitten's engagement with students seems genuine. That's the word from Kai Freeman, the IU Bloomington Student Government President last year.
I had a lot of interaction with President Whitten. Even despite the fact that she was the president for all nine campuses, we met monthly to kind of talk about, you know, what was going on, you know, specifically to the Bloomington campus, but also some of the problems that we're facing across all nine of the campuses.
Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce President Eric Spoonmore likes Whitten's priorities.
Indiana University is a huge economic engine here in the community, and so it's been really great to see President Whitten being so engaged with the business community.
Whitten also welcomes being IU's number one sports fan. Some thought her predecessor, Michael McRobbie, was happier at the opera than at a football game.
I have been a college sports fan since I was a little girl and hid behind my daddy's chair when he was watching college sports, you know, to watch when I was supposed to be in bed.
Here's IU Vice President and Athletics Director Scott Dolson.
Her understanding of athletics is really, really good, particularly in the context of university. Right from the start, what's really important to her, what has been important to her and it continues to be, is that IU athletics plays by the rules.
Pep rallies have been a positive, labor rallies not so much.
What I've learned from this strike is that we're not going to accept it. Yeah.
Last year, a majority of IU Bloomington graduate student employees signed cards calling for union representation. They held a four-week teaching strike in the spring. What do they want from Whitten? Doctoral student Nora Weber is a spokesperson.
Clearly coming into a meaningful discussion, you know, saying, yes, I actually want part of my legacy at IU to be addressing and improving the conditions of graduate workers on campus. And addressing it through the union.
IU has refused to recognize the union, however. The impasse led to a mass meeting attended by about 700 faculty. In an email vote, nearly three-quarters of the faculty said IU should let graduate workers decide on a union. Here's AAU President Leader Robinson.
I think that's enormously significant. I mean, that is it's simply unprecedented in the history of IU that many people come up and take a position on governance.
Steve Sanders, the law professor who wrote about Witten's hiring, opposes the union but faults how Witten has responded.
This is the biggest crisis the campus faced this past year, maybe in a number of years. Certainly the biggest disruption and the biggest controversy. And she was just literally nowhere to be seen or nowhere to be heard on that issue.
This month, IU leaders said they will raise pay significantly and eliminate fees for graduate workers. A task force headed by IU's provost recommended the move. Union supporters say it wouldn't have happened without their pressure. But Witten says IU is sticking to its guns on the union.
Well, I think the trustees have spoken very clearly in expressing that that's not the avenue for this university to go down.
Then this summer, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Indiana banned nearly all abortions. The 500,000 IU students who are women lost a right that Witten's generation took for granted. IU and its leaders have been largely silent.
Well, as the president of a public university, it's not my role to take my own personal opinions and represent them as everyone's. You know, we're a very large institution with many opinions across a continuum.
Witten adds that IU respects the First Amendment and encourages faculty, staff, and students to express their opinions. Also, Witten was criticized for not speaking up when politicians vilified an IU School of Medicine faculty member who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim.
Well, the dean of the medical school and I have actually both spoken out. We made a statement that I think expressed our appreciation for her reputation, not only as a faculty member of good standing, but as someone who enjoys a reputation for a sincere, deep, caring approach to her patient services as well.
Buckner, the trustee's chairman, says the board backs Witten, both overall and in her handling of controversies. How much do they back her? Based on her evaluation of her first year, they voted to award her a bonus of one quarter of her salary, $162,500. With producer Steve Hennefeld, I'm Sarah Whitmire.